Hey everyone, welcome back to Drive On. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and today my guest is David Kane, the CEO of Heroes Home Advantage. David and I met a few weeks ago at the Military Influencer Conference where I learned about Heroes Home Advantage, and I wanted to make sure that it was a resource that the listeners of this show had the chance to find out more about and take advantage of those resources as well. So inviting David on the show, and we got to chat a couple weeks ago, and it was really great to get to know him and get to know what he does. So before we get into all of that and what Heroes Home Advantage is all about, David, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here.
Scott, thank you so much for having me. It really is an honor to be on your show, and I'm excited, and hopefully what we share will be beneficial to all of your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were talking before we started recording, and you know, one of the things that I had mentioned is just, you know, the stress and everything that goes with you know, real estate transactions and buying a house, moving, relocating, all that kind of stuff. It happens all the time. You know, people are going from one place to another, and there's a lot of emotions. It's really stressful sometimes, and you know, anything that can make things even just a little bit easier, I want to try to help people out, you know, as best as I can, you know, and so sharing the resources that you have to have available, I think might be beneficial. So, let's just start off with, you know, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about Heroes Home Advantage, and what that's all about and how it works.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Heroes Home Advantage is a nationwide network of realtors and lenders and some attorneys who are willing to give back a portion of their commission to our heroes when they buy or sell real estate. We give more to the hero than any program in the country. It is free money that they get to utilize to pay their closing cost at closing. The only requirement is that they use our network because not every realtor, actually most realtors and lenders, are not going to want to give back a portion of their commission. Sure. And so you just have to be in one of the five categories, hero categories, and use our network, and the money is yours. So that's why we're trying to get the information out to as many people as possible.
And what are those five categories that you refer to?
Yeah, so anyone that is currently in or retired from the military, police, fire, healthcare, or education, any of those five categories.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is a pretty wide-reaching program as far as the people that can be eligible for it. And one of the things I think that's great about it is that it encompasses so many you know, different people that can use it. And it, based on what you were saying, it's pretty simple. You know, just use somebody who's yes. in this network, and it's pretty much like free money, right?
It really is. And it is wide reaching. And these five categories are very intentional because we believe that all of them are underappreciated, underpaid. They all are serving and sacrificing in some way each and every day. Some of them are in the face of danger consistently. They're away from their families. So we believe that all of these people are everyday heroes. And so we want to give back to them because they give so much to every, you know, the everyday American, and whether it's freedoms or education, safety, healthcare. So they give so much. And so we want to give back to them as well.
And you think about the folks that you mentioned, all those, the people in those five categories, those people really are like the strength of this country. You know, everyone from teachers to the medical profession, police, fire, military, all those people really let this country be as strong as it is. You know, without the education, I mean, you and I aren't going to be sitting here talking, you know, with this kind of technology if we didn't have the education that, you know, built all of this technology, right? You know, when things go wrong, you know, who do you call? You call the police, you call fire, you call, you know, paramedics, you know, you go to the hospital, you see a doctor, you know, those types of things. those people are there for you in like the worst times of your life. Why not reach out and help them out a little bit, you know? And I think it's a wonderful thing that you have going on there with the program.
Absolutely. And, you know, not getting too political, but I believe that in today's society, we lift up too many of the wrong people. You know, we look at people and put them on pedestals that maybe don't deserve to be there, whether they're, music stars or athletes, sure, or whatever the case may be. And obviously they do wonderful things, but people that really contribute to everyday Americans and the freedoms and securities and safeties and healthcare and education we have, these are the real heroes in our book.
Yeah. And if you think about any of those people that you mentioned, if they just stopped, you know, playing whatever the sport was, or performing, whatever, you know, if it's a singer, you know, whatever, you know, how much different would your life really be? You know, it wouldn't really impact your life that much. But if all of a sudden there's no fire department and your house catches fire, I'm sorry, your garden hose ain't going to cut it. You know, it's just not going to do it for you. You know, these are the people that you call, you know, when you need help. And yes, you're not calling a professional athlete to come, you know, rescue you from the second floor window when your house is on fire. You know, that's
right.
It's just not gonna happen, right? So yeah, to your point, these are the people that really are those heroes, as you call them, right? Now, for any of these people who want to, you know, check out your network and see who's available in the network, you know, whether it's real estate or I think you said attorneys and other people like that. Where can they go to find some information about these people? I got to imagine there's a list of people somewhere that they can go through, or maybe there's some application process. How does the whole process work?
Yeah. So the very first step is just to go to our website, which is heroeshomeadvantage.com, and they can just simply put their information in and we can get them connected to someone in their area. So the first place to always start is to just go to the website, register as a hero, put some just very brief information, and then we'll reach out to them and get them connected. So, and one other piece that's very, very important that we talk to people every day that have started the process by either hiring or signing with a realtor or committing to a lender. If they do that, then they are going to be limiting the amount of money that we're able to give them, because the money comes from our network. And so, unfortunately, I talk to people all the time who have already started the process. They've already signed with a realtor and they aren't going to be able to get the money because that realtor is not going to give them a portion of their commission. So any listeners that are planning on buying a house at any point in the next, you know, 6 to 12 months, please start the process with us, because we don't want you to miss out on thousands of dollars. So to answer your question originally, yes, start with the website before you start the home buying process.
Yeah. And to your point, you said, you know, this is thousands of dollars that we're talking about, which is like money in your pocket that you now can use for, you know, all sorts of things, you know, whether it's a, you know, renovation to the house or, you know, new things that you might need for the house. That, like, that's real money that's back in your pocket that you maybe wouldn't have had if you went some other route. So, you know, why not? You know, why wouldn't you go and check this out? I mean, this is, you know, when I'm not in the home buying process right now, but, you know, the very first thing I think, you know, if my wife and I decide to move someplace, the very first thing I'm going to do is reach out and see, you know, what's available. Now, are there certain geographic areas that you cover, or is it nationwide?
No, this is a nationwide network. So anywhere your listeners are looking to purchase or sell a home, we'd love to help them. Now, one other really important piece of information that I'd like to make your listeners aware of is that there are other programs out there that are similar, but there is no program in the country that gives more to the hero than our program. So you want to make sure you understand, hey, not all hero programs are created equal. We had someone reach out to us, this was probably 3 months ago, and they heard about our program. They were selling a house in Georgia, buying one in North Carolina, and they'd already signed up with another program, and they heard about our program, and they said, hey, can we participate in yours as well? And I said, well, unfortunately, you can't. It involves the network. But so he asked, he said, hey, David, what would be the difference if I would have used your program versus the one we're using? And the one he used was a very well-known lender. I'm not going to mention the name, but they have a program that's similar. And I said, you know, I'm afraid you're not going to want to know the answer to that question. And so I ran the numbers, and he lost over $4,000 by using their program versus ours. So one key piece of information is to know not all hero programs are equal. And just because you may have heard of other programs, always check out ours as well before making any decisions.
You know what? That's a great point. First off, I think, there are other programs out there. There's a lot of restaurants out there, right? Some are McDonald's, and some are, top end, five star, restaurants or whatever. And so you have different categories of them. You're going to get different things, and some are going to be good. Some are not going to be so good. And that's unfortunate. People get stuck with that, and they don't get as much benefit as they could. One of the things that I wanted to bring up too in all of this is I know when I moved across country. So I lived on the East Coast, moved out west. And one of the things that was difficult was figuring out who are the realtors in that area that I had no idea. I had no idea who these people were. Mm-hmm. If I needed an attorney, I don't know who these people are. I got to imagine going through a network like the one that you're talking about at Heroes Home Advantage, you've sort of vetted these people. Like these aren't just, random people who just, hey, yeah, sure, we'll sign up. Like they got to be pretty decent, I got to imagine, before you let them into the network, right?
Yes, absolutely. And most of the people who are in our network have some connection to one of the five hero categories. So they have either been in or have a friend or a relative that's been in one of those five categories or employment fields. And so they know and understand and appreciate exactly, the sacrifice and service that that these categories give each and every day. And so they are willing and happy to give a portion of their commission back. So that's a really important piece of our network, is that they are connected to one of these fields, because then they look at it like, hey, I have an opportunity to give versus I'm losing out on commission. Yeah. Are losing out on money that I could be making. And it's a totally different mindset to think I have an opportunity to give back versus I'm losing out on some of my commission. So Very key distinction there. And really the only way you have that distinction and different mindset is by being connected to one of those categories.
100%. As you were talking about that, I was thinking very much like the group of people that was at the conference that you and I met at, every one of those people there, they wanted to help in some way. They, other people, I got approached by several people, and they're like, what can we do to help you? How do we help elevate you and help get you, out there? And it's like, I didn't even ask for help. They were just coming to me, and they were like, hey, we love what you're doing. We want to help you. And so I'm like, this is wonderful, and that's the mindset, the mentality that you're talking about, is that it's not, Oh, I'm giving up part of my commission. Ugh, man, this is such a drag. I don't really want it. I don't really want to do it. It's more like, how can I help these people? And right. How can I give back and support this community of people? And, I'm sure it feels good for them because they're able to help those people who have sacrificed so much, you know, through their careers in, you know, whether it's military or as a first responder, educator, you know, all those types of things. So, you know, why not go with a network of people who already want to help you? They're already out there. They're telling you, hey, I want to help. You know, for the listeners, why wouldn't you go check them out? You know, I think the one of the biggest things, like I was saying before, is that I don't have to go around vetting people that I have no idea about who these people are and, you know, are they going to be good to work with and all that kind of stuff. They already have that heart for people like us, like, the, you know, in those categories. They're going to make it work, you know, and they're going to do some good work for you. I'm absolutely certain of. So, I think right. that's a great thing, right?
And there's people that we've had reach out and say, hey, you know, we want to be a part of it. And they've said, well, you know, why would I be giving up money? Or they look at it like I'm losing commission.
Yeah.
And we right off the bat know, hey, we're probably not a good fit for you. We're not a fit for everybody. We know and understand that as far as people who are in our network. But the ones who are a fit, they're more than happy to give. And so that's the quality of people that you'll be working with when you use a Heroes Home Advantage affiliate.
That's wonderful. Because it just takes that stress away too. Of yes. Like, I remember it was like, I was calling people. And I was like, I don't know who these people are. I don't know. Like, am I just calling some person who does this part time on, you know, they're not going to be giving me, the best effort that they could be giving. And, I'm going to travel out there to go look at houses and stuff, but, you know, are they even going to be available? You know, is it going to be a waste of my time? All these things. It was like all that stuff running through my head. I don't want to have to worry about all that stuff. I don't think anyone yes. does, you know? And so when you have this network of people who already are, you know, vetted, they're obviously not in that mindset of, oh, I'm losing commission. You know, they're in that mindset of, I want to help. You know, you're getting somebody who's going to help out. So, absolutely. I think this is a great program. Now I'll take it back a little bit. What got you into this? Like, how did Heroes Home Advantage start? Where did it come from? I know you got into it, a little bit, after its founding, but you know, how did that all start off?
Yeah. So that's a great question, Scott. It was started, almost 13 years ago now, by a realtor. Her name was Michelle Ladd. She was out of Rochester, New York, and she started it just locally in her little community. And, she built it and grew it to the point where there were 12 realtors in her office just handling the business that was generated from the program. This was 99% of their business. So she built almost an entire real estate company from utilizing our program. And I reached out to her a little over 2 years ago now and just wanted to be a part of the program. And we continued to kind of talk over the, you know, coming weeks, and we had a lot of synergies, a lot of similar beliefs and outlooks. And she had kind of felt called to go in a different direction. She was kind of going into more of a nonprofit kind of segment within the military. And mm-hmm. so she said, hey, would you be interested in taking over the program? And so, you know, after thinking about it and some prayers, I decided to move forward. And so we have essentially taken over a little over 2 years ago and have been working at just getting the word out more, educating people more, because a lot of people still don't know that this is out there. This is free money that's available, and this money is given to you at closing so you can pay your closing costs if the seller's not paying them. And so really it's just been a journey to educate as many people as we can, get the word out as much as we can, because we hate to see people losing out on money that they deserve.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm glad that this, you kind of, they pass the torch essentially, right? And you're taking it and you're growing it and you're evolving it into something bigger than just a local regional thing, which, you know, nothing wrong with that. But the bigger reach that you have now you're nationwide. It's wonderful because, like I was saying before, you might have somebody who's moving from one part of the country to another, and you know, that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
And if you can do it and get a little more money in your pocket as well, and not a little, you know, we're talking thousands of dollars. This isn't like, you know, 10 or 15 bucks, you know, here and there. This is thousands of dollars. And you were even saying before, like the difference between one program and yours, Heroes Home Advantage, for in that one case, and I know every case is going to be different, it was like $4,000. And that's just how much more you could have gotten,
right,
you know, through your program. And so, of course, do your due diligence, you know, do some research and find out what programs have to offer. You know, this is not financial advice for anybody who's listening to this, but this seems like a no-brainer to me. This is 100% going to be where I go through, you know, when at some point in the future when I'm looking for a new house. But I don't understand, you know, why anybody wouldn't do this, other than the fact that maybe they just don't know about it, which is exactly why I wanted to have you on the show, to help spread awareness of it.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest obstacle. There are certain, you know, very large VA lenders, you know, specifically for the military. And a lot of people will go, they'll start the process. Hey, I know this VA lender, I'm going to go there. Or maybe they start the process, they're going to PCS somewhere, and they go online, find a realtor, and they start the process there. And really, that's just their natural way to start the process. You know, finding a very popular VA lender, or going to a well-known real estate company that may be nationwide. Mm-hmm. That's what most people do to start the process. And we just are trying to get the word out to say, hey, do it a different way. You know, here's free money. Just start the process with us. We'll get you connected to a fantastic realtor that's sympathetic to the military and every one of our hero categories, and a fantastic lender as well. So you're not giving up anything by starting the process with us. You're only gaining thousands of dollars on each purchase or sale.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It goes both ways. And a lot of times that's what people are doing. They're selling and also buying in the same, transaction. You know, of course there's going to be people who don't have a house right now and they're only buying, but you know, a lot of times there's both sides of the transaction too. So,
right.
Now you did mention, of course, there are other programs out there. What are some of the advantages of Heroes Home Advantage? Obviously there's more money, but how does that work? Are there any other, you know, differences between those programs and yours? What's kind of the main difference?
Yeah. So number one, it's the money. Mm-hmm. But some companies will give you the money after closing, which is not as advantageous, for a couple reasons. One, you need the money most at closing, not right, 2 to 4 weeks after. We give it to the hero at closing, on the closing disclosure, the day of closing, and the states that allow it, which is the vast majority of them. And then really just the amount of money. So, you know, one very, very popular, just to give you an example, very popular VA lender has a similar program. and up to $249,999. If you use their realtor, they will give you $100. If you use them as the lender, they'll give you $1,000 on top of that. So maybe right around $1,100. So just as an example, if you used our program, our realtor, our lender, you're going to be getting about two times that. So, you know, probably between $2,500 and $3,000. So it's a huge, huge difference in money.
Sure.
So definitely make sure you know. Really, the key is start with the program first before you start with a realtor or lender. And most people start with a realtor or lender first.
Yeah. 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 And that's, you know, to your point, that's exactly what I would do. If I'm moving to another area, I'm going to, you know, go do a Google search for people who are in that area, who are real estate agents who can help. And I'll just start reaching out to people. That's the way I would think of it. But this is different. I totally would think about it in a totally different way now. You know, the way you're describing it, because, yeah, why wouldn't you want to get that extra money?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, so the folks who are in this network, they obviously, you mentioned, they're very passionate about supporting these five categories of heroes. Are there anything outside of the monetary things that they do that that they give back that makes it you know, a little more appetizing to work with these people? You know, are they you know, although you did already mention how they already want to give back and they don't look at it as a losing commission, they're giving back. But are there any other things that they do that might, you know, and it may not be every single one, but maybe there's individuals that do certain other things that might help out?
Yeah, some of these, you know, each individual community or group of a realtor and lender do different things. So some of them will take it to a whole nother level and they'll add in, you know, home inspector, and they'll add in, you know, maybe a termite inspector, an attorney. They could create a whole pod of professionals that are involved in the home buying process, and they'll all give discounts. So it could be a lot of ancillary services as well.
Sure.
But it really depends on the individual community. But generally, yeah, it all starts with their commission that they give back. And the realtor generally gives around 25% of their commission.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. You know, to your point, with some of these other services that are involved, the home inspection and things like that, those things add up. I mean, I know we were doing that, and it was like, man, where did all these costs come from? You know, and it's,
yes, it adds up quickly.
It does, and so you know, every little bit counts, right? And it helps out, you know, with just making the whole home buying process easier. It's not the easiest thing to do. Folks are out there and they, you know, it's stressful. It's hard. You know, it's even harder when you have less money in your pocket, you know? So the more money you can keep in your pocket, the better off you're going to be. Just going to make that process a little bit easier, especially with people who actually care and actually want, they look at you more than just another commission. You know, they look at you as the person that you are, the hero, if you will, that you are, you know, for the way that you gave back to our country, our society, you know, how you helped us, you know, and that's I think the biggest takeaway there is that you're not going to just be looked at as another commission, and that's I think important too. So
exactly right.
Yeah. Well, David, before we wrap up, again, the website is probably the best place to go to reach out and find out more information. That's heroeshomeadvantage.com. Is that correct? Is there any place else that you might want to direct people to?
Yes. You can go to all of our social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok. So all the major areas. And one other thing I'd like to, you know, make sure that, you know, your listeners know that maybe they're not ready like you, Scott, not ready to buy a house the next year or two, or maybe you're in your forever home. But you probably know dozens of people who could take advantage of this program. So if they are in one of those in their forever home, maybe if they could share, you know, this podcast with someone, or, you know, tag them, or just make them aware so they could learn more about it, that would be a huge, huge benefit and would really help us get the word out there. So, yeah, hopefully this was very, very beneficial for all your listeners, and hopefully they will help us get the word out as well.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, to your point, I live 5 or 6 miles from an Air Force base. We have Air Force families all over our neighborhood, all over our town and everything. And it's, you know, you're always bumping into people. And they, unfortunately, you know, you get to know them, and a couple of years later, they got to move because, you know, they're just in and out sometimes. But, you know, a lot of times they've bought a house wherever it is that they end up, and then they end up having to sell that house and move, or they end up renting it out or whatever it is, but they do end up moving. It's stressful for them because they're doing it all the time. And so, you know, if you're living in an area like that near a military base, you probably know some people that are going to be moving, if not in the next year, probably in the next 2 years, maybe three. Mm-hmm. Might as well keep that at top of mind and let them know. It's like, hey, this is a way that you can get a little bit extra cash, you know, at closing, and, you know, just make life a little bit easier. So, you know, to that point, you know, keep those folks in mind too, because yeah, while they may not be in your life for, you know, forever, because they're moving off to someplace else, you know, still help them out, be neighborly and share that information, right?
Absolutely. And they can like and follow and subscribe to our channels. That way they see our content, they remember us, who we are, yeah, and what we do and how we're different. And so that would be another great benefit as well.
Excellent. And I will have links to all the social media and the website in the show notes as well. So should be nice and easy for you to just go in, click the link, follow, share, whatever it is that you want to do. And that way you'll have all that information there. You know, so, David, again, thank you for taking the time to, well, first off, for everything that you're doing to help support, you know, all of these, communities, whether it's military or first responders, educators, all those people, you know, it's really important work that you're doing, to help these folks. And I thank you for that. And thank you for taking the time to come on the show and sharing this information with the listeners. Hopefully it gets some folks sent over your way, and they get that kind of support and get that the financial support, you know, through your program.
Scott, I really appreciate your time and what you're doing and your podcast and your mission. So I appreciate you and what you're doing, and thank you for having us on here. And like I said, I hope this was beneficial for all your listeners, or maybe some friends of your listeners that we could help them as well. So I really appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.